Welcome to Light Warrior Radio. My name is Dr. Karen Kann, and I am the best-selling author of Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you're a sensitive soul, you're in the right place. We actually have a free review, the Sensitive Soul Guide, and you can go to thesensitivesoulguide.com to get that free download to show you how to navigate your way to more peace, positivity, and personal power. And today's Light Warrior Radio Show is about structured water. Now, this might be a new concept for some folks, and it certainly was for me, and I actually wrote quite a bit about it in my book, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, because I really didn't have any idea that drinking one type of water was any better than another, aside from, you know, getting rid of, toxins or something like that. But come to find out after I watched the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know, and found out about Dr. Masaru Emoto's work from Japan about how water can change its form from, you know, a non-crystalline structure when it's gone through tap water, you know, gone through the tap or pipes, to a beautiful, what looks like crystalline snowflake form when given the energy of, you know, love, gratitude, healing, prayer, Mozart. And it really struck like, wow, we are over 70% water, our human bodies. And what do we tell ourselves every day, day in and day out? Do we love ourselves? You know, and what happens to the water inside our bodies? And then what if we drink water that is what I call dead water, that isn't structured? And what would happen if we drank water that was structured? What if it was structured with love and gratitude and we drank that day in and day out? How would that change our lives? And so I've been looking for, over the years since writing the book in 2014, a way to make this like a portable formula. Like, of course, people that are followers of mine or students of mine know that my Ascension 1 and 2, you can charge water with it, although I don't have the studies to prove that it becomes structured. I would really love to do those studies. And then if you've been on my radio show for a while, you know that my friend Peter Schenk has also software that can structure water as well. And sometimes it's not like, what if you didn't have your phone with you? What if you didn't have your computer with you, your PC with you? How would you do that on the road? And so I've been looking for like a portable solution. And my friends, two of my friends actually almost at the same time showed me that they had a flask that could do that. And I'm like, no way. And they're like, yes way. So I went to the website and looked at the data, looked at the science, and I thought, oh my gosh, I've got to share this. So I have with me on the line today Brian Morris from the company Flaska.us, and they actually have a glass flask that is infused, charged. Well, we'll have them tell us the technology so that you can actually structure your water on the fly, you know, put water in the bottle and have it morph, you know, within 5 minutes into this beautiful crystalline structure. And so I have even brought it on trips with me and just bought a smaller one to fit in my backpack a little easier for a carry-on. So I'm super excited. And if you want to call in and ask Brian some questions about structured water, about Flaska, how it works, the science, whether it's for you, the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Just hit one so we know your hand is up. Again, 818-514-1190. 1190, and just hit one, and I'll be opening up the chat in a few minutes. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Brian. Hey, Brian.
Hey there. How you doing, Dr. Karen?
I'm doing great. I hear you got a snowstorm over there.
Yeah, a little bit of snow in the air here in Wisconsin. So, it's a little chilly. Quite a bit of snow on the ground right now, and it's still coming down. So hopefully it'll be ending soon.
Well, you made it to the show, so yay.
although snow is made up of beautiful water crystals, so
exactly.
Maybe it was ironic that we're having the show here today and it's snowing out.
And we're talking about these beautiful crystals that look just like snowflakes, individual ones.
There you go.
So
exactly right.
Exactly. So maybe you can give us some background about you and about the company, like how you're connected and what got you interested in, this line of work.
I mean, it was really, I mean, I'm no expert on water. This was about 8 years ago. This is all new to me as well. And I was introduced to it by a friend of a friend who had been visiting Europe and met the Flashka people, and they introduced them to this water bottle. And I was out in California, and he said, here, you have to taste the water. Or, you know, do you like to drink water? And I said, eh, you know, I drink it occasionally. And he says, here, try this. He says, it'll be, he says, I guarantee you, you'll drink more water just because of this water bottle. And so we did this little taste test where he poured some water just in a glass, and then he poured some in the Flashka bottle, let it sit, and then poured it into a glass. And he said, so what do you think? And I said, oh my God, that water in that came out of that bottle, what did you do to it? And I was just floored by the difference. And he explained it to me and the procedure that it went through. And I said, well, where do I buy these? How do I get these? And they said, well, they're actually looking for a distributor here in the United States to bring the product to the U.S. And I says, well, I'm going to contact this company because I want to be involved in something like this. And so that was kind of my beginning. I got a hold of the Flashka people, Max, and who has originated this, and I've been their distributor and have been learning about water. And we actually just had our retreat over in Slovenia a couple weeks back, where all of the distributors from Spain, Australia, all over Europe, we all got together in a beautiful mountain retreat in Slovenia, and kind of talked about our experiences. And we had a wonderful person there that was represented Mirsadu Omoto's workings, and she showed us some fascinating things that about how music changes the structure of things, and how words change the structure of things. And it was just, it was a wonderful experience. And I'm happy to be involved in this because I think it's really bringing wonderful things to, you know, people, and as far as this particular, you know, product and being portable and being able to allow them to have structured water wherever they go. So I'm excited to be on your show and to, of course, be a part of Flashka.
Oh my gosh, yes. Well, we are so grateful for this. Like I said earlier, I've been looking for something like this for years, and you might have, I don't know if you're familiar, there was a company, I think Dr. Omoto's people also did work with them, and they had like some sort of metal flask. I didn't like the metal as much, although, well, I'll talk to you later about my wish list, but I put it, I think it was Quantum something. They were from Japan. Fusion Excel. There we go. That's what it is. But they stopped. The company went out of business. And since then, I haven't been able to get anything, you know, portable. And the other thing, too, was that it was really small. So I drank a lot of water. And it was just super small. It was probably less than 16 ounces, maybe 12 ounces, something like that. And the Flashka bottles are great because you can get them in 0.5, 0.75 liters, you know, so they're much bigger. And you have all these different outer coverings, so to protect the glass. So that's exciting. So do you have any like testimonials or like stories about people who have somehow improved their lives because of using the Flashka?
Well, I mean, I've heard from so many people, and again at our retreat, quite honestly, I've been involved in this with this product for, you know, like I said, around 8 years now, and I have never once in the thousands and thousands of bottles I've sold, I've never once gotten a negative feedback or somebody saying this product is, I don't know what you're trying to sell me here, but right, take it back. And
right.
To me, that in and of itself is a testimonial, because, you know, trying to satisfy 100% of the people you sell this product to is almost impossible. And so I will get emails after selling the product. I had a gal out in California who literally bought hundreds of bottles for her friends. And she had a very difficult time consuming water, and dehydration was affecting her health horribly. And she found out about the bottle through her doctor, and her doctor said, "Well, here's what I would recommend. Just drink out of this water bottle every chance you get." And she, like I said, she did it herself, and her health began to improve. And then she continued to buy bottles and bottles, and to this day she still buys bottles from me because of the wonderful things that it's done for her. We have, I mean, on the bottom of my order form, when you go onto the website to order your bottle, I always ask, how did you hear about us in the order form? And it's amazing to me how many people fill out that their chiropractor, their doctor, everyone is recommending Flashka. Dr. Cohen wrote about Flashka in his book. We've been in a number of different books, and really that, again, to me is when you have people from, you know, different medical areas promoting this product, it really says a lot about the product and hopefully the movement that's going on. Unfortunately, when I talk to the other people from other countries, it's less of an educational thing in these other countries because they've heard of structured water. It's very common for them to think about structured water, and so selling our product was very natural. Over here in the United States, it's a little bit different. We're still in kind of the educational phases, right? People like you, as you mentioned yourself, right? This whole idea of structured water, you'd never heard about it, right?
Right. That's we're kind of in the dark ages.
It's you're almost right, especially after listening to all these other people from different parts of the world. It's like, oh, now we can you can go to, you know, a restaurant and have a conversation about structured water. Everyone knows about it. And I'm fascinated by that. Yeah. So it's a little uphill battle here in the U.S. trying to get people really engaged in the product, but it's been again, like I said, a wonderful experience to educate and to improve people's lives as a result.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is great. And I certainly understand that it is definitely a lot of work to change the consciousness here in the U.S. Like, we are very much inundated with media and pharmaceuticals and all sorts of, you know, people just aren't aware. It's not that they don't want to be aware. They just, you know, it's just not common practice. And even, and I'm not going to name names, but even my, you know, very famous colleagues in functional medicine who are, let's just say, promoting certain water filters, don't mention structured water at all. They talk about taking the toxins out of the water with this great filter, which is good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, after you take tap water and you put it in this device and then you get rid of the, you know, chemicals or whatever through this passive filtration, whatever it is, device, it's still not structured. And so I'm just a little surprised because, you know, because they're very famous, these functional medicine people, and they're saying, yeah, this is the water you should drink. And I'm like, yeah, guys, you're missing a big piece of this. So maybe we can talk a little bit about what you know or what you've been, you know, shared, you know, from the people that have created this. Like, why would somebody want to drink structured water? Now, I know we talked about, you know, people's testimonials and people, you know, getting better health. But why, like, what's the difference between tap water and structured water? Like, why would it be good?
Yeah. And you made a great point about, right, filtering your water. That's just one step in the process, right? Is that obviously we want to remove toxins and such from the waters, but really the next step, like you said, is like structuring the water. Water naturally, and you know, when it comes out of springs, out of the earth, is structured. That's the most purest form, is if you get it out of the earth. And the reason it's structured is because of the earth's vibrational energy, right? Stones, if you sit on a rock in the backyard, you're getting vibrational energy from the earth. And so that's where it's, you know, it's in its purest form. If you can be up in the mountains, and actually I was out in Colorado drinking from a waterfall, putting it into my flask and then drinking it, but it was already very pure in that regard. But the idea of having this very natural, very structured informational, right? That water carries a lot of information, vibrational information in it, and as such, right, when we put it into our bodies, like you mentioned earlier in the show, are made up of 70% water, right? And that water within our body is carrying information throughout our bodies. That's the reason the water is there, and it's very structured within our bodies. So our bodies are very in tune with nature, but then when the water goes through pipes and it sits idle and it loses all of that structure, right? We then drink that, and the body doesn't recognize the water, it doesn't want to naturally absorb the water. And so as such, you don't get as hydrated. You're still hydrating yourself, and you're still using the water for the purpose of flushing your system and that type of thing. But, you know, we always need to keep replenishing good structured water in our systems. And that is really, truly the reason that, again, I feel that since I've gotten into this, my own personal health has improved as such. I drink more water, which is always a good thing. We should all be drinking more water and less of all the other stuff that's advertised out there. Because I'm drinking structured water, I've always been, since I got into this, less colds, less susceptible to things. It just seems to me it's been wonderful to feel healthier.
Well, that's great. And we know that there's some people have read my book. I talk about hydration being extremely important. I know it is for me. And there are some supplements that I had recommended that help to microcluster the water so that it's the surface tension is less. Dr. Willard, Phi Crystal Water, that's one of them. Now, the thing is that they make the water cluster smaller, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's in a crystalline form the way that this water bottle creates it. So can you tell us a little bit about the technology? Like, how does this, glass water bottle actually structure your water into these beautiful crystals?
Yeah, and this is where, for me personally, and again, as a part of the education to people, is this is the point at which you really need to open your mind to, right? There's like you mentioned, the movie, What the Bleep Is Going On, right? The way we program or what we do with our bottles, and they're glass bottles, so they're very natural, right? They're made of sand or silicone. That sand is very natural, right? And it has, it already has vibrational energy in it. But what we do is we use a process called TPS programming, right? It's kind of the technology of programming silicone. We take each and every glass bottle that we manufacture sits in front of what's called an Oregon cannon, and that cannon is transmitting information into the silicone in the glass, which is then holding that information and transmitting that information into the water as you fill your water glass, your water bottle, and leave it sit. And so, people are, they're going, well, that's just voodoo, how could that be possible? But again, we've tested it in Emoto's labs and other testing have that we've done that is all on our website has shown that, right, this our water bottle does indeed change the crystalline structure of the water after it sits in our water bottle. The other thing we do with the glass water bottle, which is a little bit unique, is we engrave three different symbols onto the their cosmograms and a mandala, which help in the protection of what we've done in the with the programming, right? And so, right, the first one, right, allows for kind of this quality management and monitoring of what of the water, right? So it's almost like Dr. Emoto's writing of words on the bottle, right? Love or gratitude, right? It's a transmitting of messages, right? And that's what
is that the
AHK
one or the other one?
That's the AHK one, right? Exactly.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, and then we have our circular cosmogram, and then that provides the protection or the programming in the glass, right? And so again, what we've been able to do is take our technology from being only something that'll last like 4 years through the use of these symbols. And increase the life of the bottles to forever, right? At no point that do you need to have your glass reprogrammed because of the fact that we've included and added these symbols. And we've had bottles that are over 10 years old that we've tested, and now we're starting to retest some of the newer stuff with some of the newer symbols, and we're finding that, right, the usefulness or the programming capabilities of the water bottle are not lessening anymore through these with the addition of these symbols, right? And the last one is a rectangular frame, right, and it ensures that the a more efficient water structuring during the process, right? So you get a really good crystalline structure of the water, and again for me, it was really the taste of the water that really changed my mind or really impressed me about it, and how different the water tasted from just something that just came naturally out of the tap.
Mm-hmm. I could definitely tell the difference the first time, you know, that I used it. I'm like, oh, this tastes different, you know, like, you know, I could tell the difference right away. Now, I think that's really interesting. You're talking about, okay, for, you know, first you have that one, you know, procedure, and then you have these, you know, these etchings and symbols to keep the vibration high and hold it there as well as make it more efficient. And that's super interesting, because one of the questions that we get from people is like, well, you know, with Dr. Emoto's work and he put words, you know, taped on water. So why can't I just put words taped on, you know, my water, right? Like, and nobody's saying that that's not going to work. But what I understand is that it's the intention, you know, and the attention of the person doing it, you know, that really makes a difference in the water. And then the other thing is that can we, you know, in doing it that way, can we really guarantee that that water stays pure for that frequency before you drink it?
Right.
You know, whereas the flask kind of holds that. And am I getting that right? Does that sound like it makes
sense?
Yeah,
you're getting it. You're getting it exactly right. And it is really and again, that's why we added those symbols, right? And we've been continuing to improve upon and research our own product to make sure that, again, what we're providing to people is really something that is going to give them, you know, the best of the best when it comes to this. And again, like you said, you can, you know, put love or gratitude or something on your water bottle, but then if I have negative feelings going on, or the people around me are very negative, or right, I could lose that structure where those symbols that we put in help protect that and help enhance and ensure that the water is going to going to remain structured, because even our thoughts can be sending out negative messages to the water that we're drinking.
Right. And these are sometimes, you know, subconscious thoughts. We're not even knowing mm-hmm. that we are thinking them. And that's, you know, part of the issue.
Exactly.
I think that might be why, you know, I'm sure with everything, with any positive, amazing, groundbreaking research in this way, especially with natural medicine, there's always going to be criticism, you know, from, you know, detractors and people say, oh, that doesn't work. It's a bunch of voodoo, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, well, we did they might've done the experiment, didn't work. And I'm like, well, are you really open, you know, to it working? Because if you're not, you're going to infuse negative energy, you know, into the water. And of course it's not going to work. You know, that's my thinking.
No, you're exactly right. That's the whole thing about it, right? Is that it's really in that. And I think Dr. Moto's, in his book, he talked about water and kind of growing a plant and sending negative thoughts into the water that you're pouring into one plant and positive thoughts into the water you're putting into another plant, and the difference in the growth of the plants
mm-hmm.
was miraculous, right? Just because of, even with plant life. And that's actually how Max got started in all of this. He was a strawberry farmer, and he was trying to get a better yield, a better fruit that he could sell, and he started looking into structured water, and so he did a test. He put structured water on half of his field and unstructured water on the other half, and he increased his yield by 30%. He had bigger,
wow.
juicier strawberries, and he said people used to come from all over Slovenia to buy his strawberries. He couldn't keep them. He couldn't produce enough strawberries to keep everyone happy.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was quite, and that's when he started thinking, you know, how can we do this? How can I produce something that can be very portable, right? That can be for all of us to use and take out, because he started looking for a product himself that he could use, and he couldn't find anything. And that's, you know, again, kind of the beginnings of Flashka.
Okay. Well, I think that, you know, one of my friends has a different brand, and I don't know too much about it, and I can't remember the name of it. And I, when I was researching this myself, looking to see what there could be, you know, I found several different companies that have what they call gem water bottles. But when I would do testing, like I do, you know, intuitive testing on it, I would never get that high a light score for the gem water. So I never ended, even though they were pretty, I just never ended up buying them, because I'm like, it's not good enough, you know. But then when I was introduced to your company and I tested, because I don't have a, you know, opinion one way or the other whether your company is good or not, you know, when I first, but I got a much higher light score, and I was like, okay, this is the company I'm going to choose. So what do you think the differences are, you know, aside from obviously you have the symbols which keep the vibration and keep it pure, but I like gem water theoretically should work, but maybe not in the same way.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to pinpoint exactly, you know, why gem water isn't, you know, doesn't kind of give you the same solution, I guess, as it were, as we provide, you know. So it's really, it's just a matter of, again, I think our product, right, seeing the process and understanding what we've done to develop this product is really put us in a position where we really provide something that, you know, again, like you mentioned, from a portable perspective, something that people can, again, fill in an airport, fill in any place that they go, and know that they're going to have good structured water. It's not like I got to, you know, go find a particular water to buy off the shelf. It's really, I can go to a faucet and to a stream and fill my water bottle and know that I'm going to be drinking good structured water anywhere I go.
Mm. Well, that brings up some questions about how to use it, which we're going to cover in a sec. But before I do, I just want to let folks know who are live on the call that if you want to ask Brian a question about how Flaska works, or whether it's for you, or any other questions related to structured water, you can actually type in the chat if you're online, or you can call in live at 818-514-1190 and just hit 1 on your dial pad so we know your hand is up so I can unmute you. So, Brian, that's the one thing, you know, given I'm very sensitive to tastes and things like that, I noticed that when I would fill the water bottle, that some, like, if there was a lot of yuckiness, I guess, because I just came back from a cruise, sometimes the water was decent tasting, and other times it was kind of like chlorine-y, kind of like that taste. So the water bottle wasn't able to completely take away that taste, but it was better, you know, than it was like without it, for sure. So I'm assuming that the quality of the water previous to it would also make an impact, or does it always structure it similarly regardless of the source of the water?
It always structures it similarly regardless of the source of the water. But like you mentioned, what happened, I've had a number of people mention this to me, that what happens when you structure the water is you also reduce those tastes, right? The chlorine-y taste, because what you're doing is you're not getting rid of anything, right? You're not sending it through a filter to get rid of anything, but what you're doing is you're improving the taste of the water so much that it is basically getting rid of or reducing those other sensations or tastes that you're getting with water that is maybe not as clean as maybe your home water, the stuff that you normally use. That's why, again, we kind of like, you know, it's sometimes it's difficult, right? Because you're not in a position, or you're not someplace where it's necessarily going to be the best water. But again, the whole idea of it's still structuring it to the exact same level that it does when you do have stream water, your own house tap water, whatever it might be. That's the important part, right? Because again, knowing that you still got peace of mind that I'm still getting good quality structured water as a result. And again, you know, hopefully, you know, some of those, the chlorine-y taste or the fluoride taste or whatever it is, gets reduced such so that it makes it at least more palatable to drink.
Yeah, that's great. Well, so we want to go over like how to use the Flaska properly. And by the way, for folks that are just coming on right now, we are talking about structured water and a portable water bottle that can structure your water. And structured water, we know, is a really for the highest good for your health and wellness through the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto and his colleagues. So you can go to flaska.us, which is spelled FLASKA, sort of like Alaska, but with an F, like as in Frank, .us. And then we have actually a 15% coupon code for folks that are listening to the show, and that's Dr. Karen, D-R-K-A-R-E-N, so all one word, D-R-K-A-R-E-N, and that'll give you 15% off. In fact, I just bought my second Flaska bottle because I realized my first one, I got a really big one because I drink so much water, and realized that it's pretty heavy in my carry-on and had a hard time sticking it where, in the carry-on. So I actually bought the smaller one for travel because I'm traveling more now. And I did notice, Brian, that unfortunately, I always put it under the seat, but unfortunately on one flight, they would not let me put my backpack under the seat. I actually bought a smaller backpack since then. And with the air pressure, when I took the backpack out of the overhead cabin, the little stopper, the cork stopper, is very, very secure, but it did start leaking a little bit because of the air pressure. It wanted to be pushed out. So I just want to let people know that you hold on to it. You know, if you're in the plane and for whatever reason, you know, don't put it in the overhead compartment, hold on to it, or put it under the seat. You should be fine. Just in case, you know, it leaks a little bit. It was, you know, fine. It didn't leak all over the place, but I just noticed that the change in air pressure was enough to kind of loosen that cork, which is usually super, super tight. So maybe Brian, you can, you know, talk to people about how long, like how do they use the Flaska? How long does it take to structure?
Yeah, Flaskas are really easy to use, right? There's nothing special you need to do. You fill it up. We do recommend that you wait 5 to 10 minutes before drinking to get the best effects. What we want you to do as well is just give it a good shake before you take a sip, right? Because it gives water likes motion, right? Again, if you're watching a stream, right? It's a stream. Stream's always in motion. Water always seems to be in motion in one way or another, right? And so you give it a little motion, and then you it's ready to drink. You mentioned, right, that the situation on an airplane is funny because that, you know, usually what I've found myself doing is, even though the pressure will still build up in it, I kind of reduce how I don't fill it up quite as full before I get on the airplane. But holding it in your hand is helpful instead of putting it up above. But I found if I only fill it 3/4, I've never had it leak. Where I did have the same situation as you, where I filled it up all the way and kind of put it in my bag, and I got a little bit of leaking out of it, but it was very good. But then, you know, again, the nice thing is, you know, again, with the traveling, as you mentioned, right, just being having that water bottle right there and you put it in the back pocket of the seat and you got it there to use. And what's nice about airports, at least a good majority of them, I do quite a bit of travel myself, is that they're all putting those, you know, water areas by the water coolers or water fountains, wherever you're from in the country.
Yeah, like
and it's nice filtered water, and it's it's a nice way to be able to just get a nice bottle of water before you get on the plane. It's really great to have those as you're traveling, but because again, it's really, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, you're ready to go with good structured water.
Oh yeah, that's great. I wish I just came back from my celebration cruise. I'm a distributor for a company called LifeWave, and they had their 15-year celebration on a cruise ship. And I'm not a big fan of cruise ships, and one of the reasons is because of the water. So it was really great to have the flask, and although certain parts of the ship, the water was better than others, they only had one spot where it had one of those, you know, filtered water things. Otherwise, we went to the restaurant and just, you know, used their water and kind of, you know, kind of poured it in or tried to pour it in, because you weren't allowed to actually fill the bottle there. But at the gym, they had one of those, and that was great. So on the, you know, feedback form for Royal Caribbean, I said, you need more of those machines around. But I think one of the reasons they don't have, they want people to buy their drinks, right? And I don't drink, but they want, they want people to buy the beer and the wine and the cocktails and, you know, that kind of stuff. And so that was like my feedback. It's like, you need more of those, you know, stations, because I don't want to run 6 floors just to try to get my water bottle filled, you know, in this one spot. But that's really helpful. So what about, one of the questions that comes up is like, what about if you structure the water in your bottle and then you want to make tea and then you go and pour it into your teapot to boil it? Does that ruin the structure?
It does not. It's going to maintain the structure for a period of time, right? It's not going to obviously stay structured for long. But if you pour it into your teapot, you make your tea, you pour your cup of tea, your water will still be structured, right? Again, in the glass, what it's doing is it's getting constant, right, information,
constant
and programming,
signal, right?
Yep. Right, exactly. But again, if you pour it out, because a lot of people don't necessarily like drinking out of the bottle, and that's why we have the larger, even the 1 liter carafe, that's or Woden jug, as we call it, is, you know, for home use, right? Because people like drinking out of glassware, and so they'll pour it in a regular glass and drink it. And again, it might sit for, you know, might be a half hour before they finish their glass of water, but in that half hour, it doesn't lose any of the structuring. It usually takes a good couple hours before it's going to start to diminish. And again, diminish, it's not going to just go from fully structured to non-structured, right? It just starts losing that structure. As it sits idle, you know, you're not really touching it. It's not, you know, you're not drinking it. It's not in motion, right? And so you start losing the structure over a period of time. But you can definitely do it. Hot water, cold water. You know, people have actually, and again, we caution, don't pour too hot of water. It is a glass bottle. You know, but they've actually put hot water right into their bottle. And then because of the neoprene sleeves in particular, they'll actually keep the water fairly warm for quite a period of time. And then they'll drink it as it cools down a little bit and is at a drinkable temperature.
Okay. Yeah, that's neat because, one of the things I was thinking of is that, this is my wish list. I'll come back to my questions of how you use it in a moment, but I'll segue to this in my wish list. So I tried to convince my parents to, cause I bought them, you know, a bottle each and they wouldn't use it. And, I was like, shoot. And they said, look, Asian people do not drink cold or room temperature water. We always drink warm water. And this, you know, this bottle, the neck is very narrow. We can't put the tea in it, you know, the ginseng, whatever they wanted, you know, and it's not that easy to clean. Anyway, there's all these reasons why they couldn't use it. And I know my mom does carry a, you know, thermosy kind of from Japan with her all the time. And that's why she liked the other one from Japan, the Fusion XL, but they stopped making it. And because it was warm and it would, you know, the flavor of the ginseng or whatever would not go bad, even though she had it in there for a long time. So my wish list is like, can we make, you know, some sort of thermos type bottle in the future that this huge Asian market would totally go gaga over? Where they can put their tea in, where it's a little bit wider mouth, where, you know what I mean? Where they can flip it down and it doesn't leak. And, you know, this one water bottle she has, I can't remember the company, it's very popular in Japan. And it's not cheap, but it works. I mean, she says it never leaks. It keeps it warm for like whatever, 8 hours, you know? And I was like, ooh, that'd be so great to have Flashka version of that.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I know at our retreat, that actual suggest, because what we did was we did kind of a round table, what, you know, should we be considering as far as, right, what the next product is that we introduce, or what are we missing in our product that where we could, you know, have more of an offering to, you know, more people, of course. And that actually one of the suggestions. So, so that is actually on the wish list, as it were, and is something that we're pursuing to see if it's not a product we can't come up with or come out with maybe in, you know, 2020 or you know, sometime in the not too far off future.
Right, I could totally see. And I don't know if you have distributors in Asia, but I can totally see that there's this age group that, you know, the older age group and that is in Asia, Japan, China, who are super, like they just, you know, they'd be super excited about it. And I could just see money wise, even like company wise, that you would just be able to really market this flask to all of that huge market because they get it. You know, they know, like they're much more forward than you know, thinking and everybody than we are here in North America. And it would be so great. And then of course, my own personal preference is like, cause I want it for my parents.
That's right.
And me.
That's right. Exactly.
I would love that. And, And yeah, I think, you know, when we were on the cruise ship, it was a little tricky getting the water into the flask. Cause I said, there was only one machine on that whole huge ship that was like that water filtered, you know, machine that you were talking about. So here we were at the table with, you know, the glasses of what they had, ice water. And then we were trying to pour it in without it going all over the place. So, you know, the waiter would come by and says, would you like something to drink? And I said, yes, could you please give me 3 glasses of water? So he must not have, gee, that woman really likes water. So here we were trying to pour it, and James would make like a little funnel, you know, because we didn't have a funnel that the lip of the funnel was, or the whatever, the tip part was we didn't have one that was narrow enough to put in the water bottle, because I hadn't had the forethought of, you know, buying that before we left. So the funnel we had at home was too big. So we were trying to make a funnel with our hands and then pouring this water through the hands, and all this ice was flying all over the place, you know, to get it in. But it was, like I said, it was worth it. You know? So anything you guys can make that has a little wider, you know, and for hot water, that'd be so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And like I said, we actually started with a larger, the difficulty we have that we're trying to overcome is obviously the getting something, a stopper that's going to seal as well as our stopper does, you know, now in the smaller, more narrow throat on the bottle. And again, it's kind of why, how we kind of got to the size we got to in the bottle with the mouth opening. And so, you know, we actually started off with a very large mouth bottle, and kind of had to migrate back down so that we could keep it all, you know, very natural in its form, you know, with the glass bottle and the,
right,
the cork stopper.
Right,
exactly. And that's where we're struggling, right? Is not to go to plastics, right? Because then you're just defeating the purpose, right?
Right. No, I understand.
Pouring it through plastic, it is, you know. So
that's definitely a tricky, you know, a tricky balance. And I know that from past studies that putting water in metal, like a metal water bottle, besides the yucky metal taste, is not really good. So how long does the structured water last, structured, do you think, if you transferred it to something that was metal?
Again, I think it's going to maintain the structure for probably the same amount of time. As it would as if you poured it out of the glass. Like you said, the yucky taste, and I know some of the ones, at least in the past, used to be, they would have a plastic coating on the inside, which is like, okay, you have a plastic coating on a metal water bottle, and that was to eliminate kind of having that yucky metal taste. You know, the structure, again, will maintain itself for a period of time, you know, so that is an option, right? Use the water bottle to structure the water, make your tea, and then use the larger bottle to, you know, to have structured water. But it is going to, right, you're going to lose that structure over a period of time.
Okay. Yeah. So, do you think it's faster losing the structure in metal versus, say, plastic?
Quite honestly, I think it's going to lose its structure probably, less, or in a longer period of time in the metal versus the plastic.
Okay, sorry. So if you put it, say I structured in the glass bottle that I wanted to, you know, structure a whole bunch of water when I'm traveling, instead of bringing, you know, 5 glass flasks, and I might have something lighter, or, you know, for example, on this cruise, they actually gave us these plastic water bottles. So I was pouring the structured water into the plastic water bottle. So if you had a metal water bottle, the structure theoretically wouldn't last as long as the plastic?
Yes.
Okay, great. And if you put stuff in the water, I'm guessing it's fine. Like if you put tea in the water, if I put minerals in the water, you know, supplements, that wouldn't ruin the structure, correct?
No, absolutely not. And as a matter of fact, anything that you have been, right, there's actually, been some studies about how, water, again, because it carries information, it actually, right, your supplements and things of that nature, structured water kind of enhances that, kind of that, that supplement, that you're taking, because of the fact that now you have it in a more natural form that's going into your body. And so now the intake of the supplement should be greater because of the fact that, right, you're including it with structured water.
Oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So that the potential absorption, or even the way, like, for example, I have energy infused supplements or in trace minerals, and so mm-hmm. I'm thinking that if it's, put in structured water, that it would, the vibration would even be better, like having the two positive vibrations together would be really, really, really helpful. Just so if folks are, listening in live, you can call in live to ask Brian a question from flaska.us. That's spelled flaska.us, and get 15% off. Just put in the coupon code Dr. Karen, DrKaren. And so the guest call-in number is 818-514-1190. Just hit one so you know your hand is up, 818-514-1190. And then if you're on the chat, you can also put in your question here. We can see several people here on my console that have called in and also on the chat. So feel free, if there's any questions that I have not asked that you would like answered, you can call in and ask that question. So I know I asked this from you previously, Brian, on email, but people didn't have the benefit of knowing what I asked, so I'll ask it again. If people use a Vitamix or a blender, a Blendtec, does that, make things worse, better, no change as far as the structured water after it's been in the flask?
If you're doing it after it's been in, the Flaska bottle, it's really not going to make any difference as far as the change in the structure of the water. There's a lot of truth behind, right, using a vortex, right? That's what a lot of where the original kind of idea of structuring water came from, was sending water through a vortex, and that kind of recreates reestablishes the structure of water. And you see that if you go stand by a stream, if you watch, there's constantly vortexes kind of occurring near rocks as water passes over rocks, and then there'll be a vortex. That's just nature's way of keeping water structured. Putting it into a Vitamix after it's been in a Flaska bottle isn't going to really do much more as far as structuring the water is concerned. People do use just a device like that for structuring their water, but one of the things that's missing in that, as Dr. Moto would say too, is the energy as well that you're kind of putting into the structured water, the vibrational energy, right? It's not, you're not getting as much by using just a Vitamix versus using our bottle, because again, we're not only structuring the water, but we're transferring energy or vibrational messages from the silicone into the water. And again, that's the benefit, and that's again the kind of the open-minded thinking what structured water is really providing you, right? It's more than just that the fact that it's good structured water. It's also energized water, right? And and that is really the plus plus.
Okay, so what actual frequencies are the water going to be structured into? Is it love and gratitude?
We actually use a number of different frequencies in our programming of our bottle. There are health frequencies that we transmit into our bottle. There's positive thoughts that we program into our bottle. There's very natural things, you know, like nature, things from nature that we program into our bottles. There's the process is really a process of transmitting the energy that's put into a very small vial of water into this into the our glass water bottles. And again, it's really you could use one particular frequency, but we chose to use multiple frequencies that we program in, because again, each one of them could provide a different benefit, you know, to again, the love and gratitude is going to maybe provide, you know, better holistic thoughts and feelings and, you know, the health benefits, right? It's going to keep you hydrated better. And so again, we have three or four messages that we program into our bottles, just again, to give it that it, so that it's giving you again, a very positive, result, after drinking our water.
Okay. And so, they figured out that, you know, these three to four messages would kind of work together, because sometimes when I worked with other companies, they said sometimes it depends like which one comes first and how you layer it and, you know, whether they actually work together. So, you know, was that part of the research to figure out whether they work together?
Definitely part of the research. We, very early in the process, right, we went through exactly what you just mentioned, right? There are things that, you know, compete with one another in nature, in anything. And so we went through and a process of determining, right, which of these combinations we're going to provide our users with the best results. And that research kind of narrowed it down to these three or four different vibrational energies that we put into our bottle. And so again, it's really all been kind of our early stage research and development that we went through to produce the product.
Wow. Now, is there any ongoing research with other types of frequencies?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean,
we're continuing, you know, we want to not only bring new products to market, but we also want to bring, continue to improve upon our product. As I mentioned early on, we had kind of this, what we called about a, you know, 4-year life or shelf life, as it were, where, you know, people were going to have to need to get their bottle reprogrammed, you know, in the past. And that was very early. That was very in the very beginning. Since I've been a distributor, we've gotten to the point where, you know, you don't no longer need to. So our research is ongoing. And again, we work with Dr. Emoto's lab in the testing of our water bottles every year, and it's just been, you know, again, we don't want to just sit back and go, okay, we think we have something that's ideal for everyone. We want to continue to see what more we can do with our product.
Oh, that's really exciting. Like one of the freebies that I have, Brian, I call it the Clearing Protection Spray Formula. It has, I think, nine or 10 different kinds of frequencies in it. But one of the ones actually is the power to, let's just say, depossess people of negative energies, you know, even, you know, attachments, demons, ghosts, you know, that kind of thing. And it'd be wonderful to be able to, because right now what people do is they take the video and then they, you know, take some water and then they play the video and then they send their intention to charge that particular glass of water, or, you know, put it into a spray bottle and that, and then they spray it on themselves or their room for protection and healing. And or I have them drink it, but sometimes it gets lost in translation as far as like the instructions on what to do, you know. So it'd be really great to be able to have that set of frequencies or the frequency there, if it of course goes along with everything else you guys have, to be able to do that for people naturally. Because unfortunately, in spiritual medicine, what we found is that There's a lot of people whose free will has been co-opted by these negative energies and they don't even know. And if we
right.
had some way of having a system where we could keep that pure for a long period of time, like in the water bottle, then they would be able to very easily, you know, you just fill the water bottle. Like it's like kind of like a no brainer, mm-hmm. you know, it's a freebie that I give away, but it'd be really great to see, you know, well, I'll send it to you and you, maybe you can decide whether or not that's mm-hmm. something you want to experiment with or add, because I know my group would totally be into it.
Yeah. Definitely.
That'd be really exciting. So let me just check in mm-hmm. here and check in the chat, see if there's any questions. Doesn't look like anybody has active questions that wants to be unmuted at this time. I'm really glad to hear that the company is continuing doing research and will come up with new products in the future. Like I said, I'm really looking forward to having that, you know, some sort of thermos flask idea. That'd be super cool. I know they have some that are, you know, tea, like they make teas and things like that. I think one of them, unfortunately, they always use plastic, and even if the cap is say bamboo, the inside mm-hmm. in order to screw on is plastic, mm-hmm. you know, which is the
right.
downside of that. But maybe we can do like recycled plastic or you know,
something, right?
Recycled silicone or, you know, something like that to make it more eco-friendly. I'd be really interested to do that. And what I actually did want to mention is that I was very reticent to get the neoprene, because in the past, like I got glass bottles from Dr. Mercola with the, this is many, many years ago, because it was really, really big, these bottles, and I thought they were great. Of course, they didn't structure, but they were glass. And I thought, this is great, but they have these neoprene sleeves, but the neoprene sleeves stunk like crazy, like, you know, volatile organic chemical smell, right? And I'm like, oh man, like I was not expecting that, you know? So it was right. like, you know, so I was like, okay, I'm not really going to use these. But I have yeah. to say, I just bought a smaller bottle and I thought, you know, I'm just going to buy a sleeve just to see what it's like. And I got to tell you, yours does not stink. You know,
no.
your neoprene
no.
stuff stink. I was really shocked. I'm pleased. That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually, it's funny that you say that, because that's been the feedback that we've gotten from other people that haven't ordered the neoprene, was because of that same experience, right? Because of the smell. And then I'm like, you don't really need to worry about that with ours, because you don't get that smell. And surprisingly, people are the same as you, right? They're like, oh my God, you're right, it doesn't. And so it's mm-hmm. it's been wonderful. Yeah, the product that we have that we use is our neoprene, because you know, again, we do have the cork sleeve, which is very, very natural, right? And we have some cloth sleeves and stuff like that. But, you know, again, you know, a lot of people do like the neoprene because, again, it tends to protect the bottle a little bit better. And it, you know, tends to keep like cold water colder for a longer period of time. And then if you have some warm water in there, warmer for a longer period of time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's great. Well, I have so many water bottles at home over the years that I've collected, and some of them free, and, you know, gifts and things like that. And I got to tell you, you know, drinking out of the plastic bottle or drinking out of the metal bottle, like definitely the metal bottle, it's like, ew. Like, I just don't like, I don't want it. And in fact, one of my students, she got one of the big ones from me, and she says, oh my gosh, I'm drinking more. I know I need to drink water, but I just don't want to drink water. Like, it doesn't taste good to me. And then now that she has the water bottle, she's like, I'm drinking water all the time now. That's so cool.
Yeah. It is. That's a wonderful thing. I mean, it's just, there's so many products out there that, you know, if you go to a convenience store, there's, you know, rows and rows and rows of coolers with things to
yes.
drink, and you find a very small section of water, and it's all in plastic bottles, of course. And you know, and that's why, again, it's just, we really need to get back to just even considering the basics, which is we need to drink more water, right? Hydration is the biggest reason, you know, that we kind of diminish our health is because we become dehydrated and we're not able to pass messages and energy through our system like we need to. And you know, if you drink more water and, you know, hopefully you make it structured water, that's really going to be of a great benefit to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the product makes great Christmas presents. Just putting a plug in there for
you.
They really do, because like you said, it's renewable, right? In terms of you don't have to keep changing it every 2, 3, 4 years because it just keeps lasting. Yep. And you've got this protection, you know, it's not going to break easily. And, you know, if you have a small water bottle, it's under $30, you know, it's a great, great gift for people. And then, of course, people can get the coupon, right? And they use the coupon Dr. Mm-hmm. Karen, DrKaren at flaska.us. And then they can get a 15% discount. It's great. Thank you, Brian.
You're very welcome. I'm so happy that you know that you invited me to be on your show, and you know, it's like I said, 90% of this is really just education and getting people just understanding what structured water is and how all the benefits it provides you in your life. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just really a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. It is. And we do have one question coming in, and that is, what about if we live outside of North America? Does the coupon code work? And if not, where do we get the bottle? Because I have people in Europe, Australia, Asia.
Unfortunately, the coupon code is going to be for the U.S. What I can do is I can, if you want to send me an email, you can do so, and I can pass tell you exactly which distributor you can go to, and then I can speak to that distributor, and I'm sure they would be happy to honor the code through them. And my email is Brian, Bryan, at flaska.us. So it's really almost the same as my website, flaska.us, but Bryan at flaska.us.
Fantastic. Thank you. That's great. So, thank you, Ryan, so much for being on the show today and for answering all the questions. Like I said, I was so super excited to find out about your company from my friend. And like I said, I've been looking for something like this for years. I love how the universe, you know, just brings people together and answers my prayers in the most delightful way. And I wish you all the best, and also your company all the best. And
thanks
everyone for listening in. Until next time. Bye for now. Thank you, Brian.
You bet. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye, everyone.